Hello, and welcome to The Goodnight Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It's Friday, August 7th, around 12 a.m. Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. As always, I'm joined by my producer, Mr. Noah Eberhardt. Noah, welcome to the show.
Good night to you, Daniel.
Good night, buddy. I mean, it just seems like every Friday show just comes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, really does. The weeks just kind of speed by.
Somebody told me that the days are long and the weeks are short.
Yeah, I feel that.
I do too. Hey, do you want to be a part of this show? I'm going to tell you really quick how to do it. I know I tell you all the time, but you'd think it might be because I want you to be a part of the show. You can text me or leave me a voicemail by hitting up 609-955. That's 609-644-4855 or email thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. I'm going to remind you guys until we get to them. We're only a few days away from the first one. Tuesday, August 11th, we have camp games coming up. On the 22nd, we've got standard game night with a meet and greet. And on the 29th, we've got bingo night. Go to danielvankirk.com. That's the easiest way. It'll generate an email there for you when you click on, I think it's buy tickets maybe, or there's some link right there. I should know better, but I know where to go. It'll generate an email for you. All you got to do is fill it out. And then let me know which one you're interested in. We are going to have a great time with a lot of people. If you, for any reason, can't get in for the standard night on the 22nd with the meet and greet or the night of camp games on the 11th, don't fret. We're going to do more, but also come join me for bingo night. There's an extra room in that night for more people to play along. It's really, really going to be fun. And I can tell you a little sneak peek. We will be raising some money for charity and for you. At the same time, you just have to win. But regardless of whether you win, you'll still get to raise some money for charity. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I might have some guest people. Maybe, I don't know if it'll happen this month, but it might. We'll have some people join in with me as these as well. So you might get to hang out with some other comics and hang out with each other. Just go to danielvankirk.com. You'll figure it out. And also, next week is the Live Dumb People Town with Jim Gaffigan. If you want to see if there's tickets released or if any got available, like maybe somebody canceled or something, just go to danielvankirk.com. And if it hasn't sold out by now, you should buy the pre-show meet and greet if you already have a ticket, but you missed out on the post-show meet and greet because it's only like 50 people. Okay, it's Friday. So on Friday, we talk about positive stuff. We do a little positive push. My nod to the great Stevens, Brody Stevens. Yeah. So if you got something good to say, I want to hear about it. Something making you happy in your life. And thankfully, we do. This is a text from 678 area code. Thank you, 678. It says, hi, right before the school shut down, my 11-year-old school had a career day and he went to school as a podcaster. So my mom bought him a mic and headphones and he messed around with recording things off and on all summer. This week, he sat down and recorded 20 minutes. I laughed, I cried, and I was blown away by what he was able to figure out on his own. I love that he set a goal and just went after it. Ah, I love that on so many levels. I would also love to hear that podcast, wouldn't you, Noah?
Oh, totally.
Like, what's an 11-year-old's 20-minute podcast? I'm sure it meanders. It meanders like a horse that just can go where it wants, like out on the prairie, just meandering around, find a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I absolutely love it. So thank you, 678 area code. Also, text me back. Let me know, what was the name of this child's podcast? What did they call it? What were some of the topics that they covered? Hopefully it was just like a lot of like Jolly Rancher talk. Do you think kids are still into Jolly Ranchers, Noah?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Yeah.
Watermelon, best Jolly Rancher flavor?
Sure. I was never super into them, but I think
I'm not even much of a candy person, but I think like any kid or most kids, I should say, I had a time where I was consuming a lot of candy.
Yeah.
But I was never like big on it. Some kids were way into like, there was like this phase in candy. Maybe it still is. I'm out of the candy game. But like where it was like, how sour can something get?
Yeah, like Warheads.
Yeah, Warheads.
Yeah.
Do you know what for my money, the best candy outside of Reese's Pieces is? Like straight up, like I'm talking like candy, not no sort of chocolate or anything.
Right.
Although I guess this does have caramel, but they had like those suckers that were like caramel apple suckers. Do you remember those?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those were great. Yeah. Okay, moving on. We have a text from the 312 area code. I don't know if this is the same person in Chicago or many different ones, but either way, thanks for hitting me up, 312. This past weekend, I ventured out to Princeton, Illinois for a camping trip with friends. We stayed at a friend's family farm. It was wonderful to get out of Chicago for the weekend, see some old friends, and hang out with some farm animals. It was a much-needed getaway. I love hearing that. And what a great time. You know, I've said it so much during these crazy days that you do whatever makes you happy as long as you can do it smart. And if you can't do it smart, do not do it. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of, I made it up. I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know if it resonates with anybody else, but that's kind of how I'm trying to live life these days. So 312, you going out to Princeton, Illinois, although, you know, I have an issue with that because we played them in high school and there are very sometimes meathead things about me. I'm also joking, but you went out to Princeton. That's great. I hope you had a great time out there. It sounds like you did. And then you got that farm. You know what? What he or she doesn't mention here is, or they, I guess, if I want to be woken up, what they don't mention here is the smell. You spent much time on a farm, Noah?
Enough to know what smell you're talking about.
And, but then you know what's funny? After about like 20, 30 minutes, what smell?
Oh, yeah, it's gone. Disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an email from a member of the Game Night Gang. It says, hey, DVK and Noah. For those who weren't at Game Night Hang in, I like that, in early July, we have begun fostering kittens from newborn to 8 weeks to help them grow and be ready for adoption. At the hang, I was able to show off our little Delta to the whole gang, and she was only 5 weeks at the time. She's grown a lot since then, and last Friday, we took her back to the rescue ranch to get ready for adoption. We're so excited and thrilled that she will now get the chance to find a permanent home to love her as she should be. I've attached photos of when she was born at the end of May till now. You're the best. Loves to all. Smiles. Okay, and then we have some pictures here of this little cat that is, ugh, the last 2, 5 weeks and 9 weeks. I mean, well, I guess the last 2 are 9. Anyway, we'll put at least one of these up on the gram. I'll make sure that Lissa knows about it. Just an adorable cat with little very mittens, cute, little socks. Little black cat with socks and a little white belly. I want this cat, Noah.
Maybe you should adopt it.
I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. What I will do is spread the word that if you are within distance of the rescue ranch, I don't know where that is, but I bet you could Google it and find out. You should go get this little cat because it's adorable. I also love that this is kind of a, you know, coming out of the Game Night show, but it's a hang because I remember seeing this little cat Delta and I just, I love it. I wish it well. Oh, it's so adorable. Let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we've got some positive stories that we saw just in the news. And then Noah and I have positive stuff from our lives. Plus, we have a riddle. We'll be right back. Hey, Good Night Gang member. I know that's like the nicest, friendliest gang I think we can be in, hopefully. Or at least the one you would enjoy the most. Well, I want to tell you about something else you might enjoy. I am now on Cameo. Yeah. I did it. And why did I do it? Because I like being able to send direct messages, video messages to people who enjoy what I do. So if you have someone in your life that you want to send a birthday wish to, because hopefully they're a fan of mine, that'd be crazy if you have me do one for your aunt and she doesn't even know me. But that's also totally fine. I'll do it. Or you just need me to tell someone in your life to help clean up this house. I'll do that too. Or maybe you just want some encouragement yourself, being like, hey, Dan, this is something I'm dealing with right now. Would love to get your thoughts. And if you can help cheer me up or think about it in a different way, I would love to have a video of that. Well, now you can. All you have to do is go to Cameo, search for me, Daniel Van Kirk, or I have like a link tree, which is in my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile, as well as it's probably up at danielvankirk.com. You can find my Cameo there, is what I'm trying to say. I will get the message to you right away. I don't think I've taken more than 24 hours for any of the ones that I've already done. It's also a really cool way for me to meet more of you. So let me know what you would like me to make a video about. Maybe tell me where you are or where the person that I'm sending this to were there. Any information you can give me is just going to make it all that much more fun. And it doesn't have to be something just like a birthday or an anniversary. Anything at all that you think it would be cool to have me make a message to you or to somebody you care about, or maybe somebody you don't. Like, I'll let your boyfriend know, like, hey, I'm afraid it's not working out and you need to start focusing on this, these few things to make him or her happy. Or them. If you're in a throuple, I'll talk to both of them. Just let me know. Just go to cameo.com and yeah, hit me up. All right. Lost Capital Foods creates fermented hot sauces and mustard in small batches from as much Minnesota source produce as possible. Their chef and CEO accepted the challenge to create tasty condiments with low sodium content. Not only does fermentation bump up the flavor, it also packs the sauces with healthy probiotic bacteria to keep your gut happy while you enhance your quarantine cuisine. Shipping is available nationwide from Lost Capital Foods. Find them on Instagram or go for broke and visit lostcapitalfoods.com and check out their online store today. And that ad that you just heard was submitted by one of our listeners just like you. So if you want to help somebody out, you can help out a member of the Good Night Gang and get some great food flavoring as well. Also, to get 20% off the entire order during the month of August, use the code GOODNIGHT at checkout. I'm going to tell you that for two reasons. One, you get 20% off. Two, it lets someone know that, hey, the Good Night Gang members help each other out and they want some good things in their life, like a little bit of flavor. So one more time, to get 20% off the entire order during the month of August, use the code GOODNIGHT at checkout when you go to lostcapitalfoods.com. Hey, we're back. Here's a story that was made for me to love, especially on our Positive Push Fridays. 10-year-old starts baking hundreds of pies to raise money for kids in need. I bought all of them. I'm joking. We saw this over on inspiremore.com. It was around Christmas time when 10-year-old Katie realized that there are kids who don't wake up to a pile of presents under the tree, unwilling to do nothing. I love that group of four words. Unwilling to do nothing. She got creative and started Katie's Kids, where she bakes and sells apple pies for $20 each, with all the profit going to kids in need. Katie told a local news source, "I really realized that all kids couldn't have presents and like really have a Christmas and have a Christmas dinner and all that. So I wanted to provide that for kids." She recruited her grandma, mom, and little sister to help her bake the delicious homemade pies, and they created a system that allowed them to whip up 30 pies in 3 hours.
That's a lot of pie. That's wild.
Yeah. The community, of course, came to support her mission, which helped her to provide presents, food, and more to local kids. Katie didn't stop after Christmas either. She's now 11 years old and still selling pies to further her mission to help those in need. She raises money to purchase and donate food, school supplies, and backpacks for kids in her community. I love this. In July, Katie's Kids posted an update on their Facebook page saying 600 backpacks, 600 pencil boxes, 1,200 glue sticks, 600 erasers, 300 boxes of markers, 300 boxes of colored pencils. I guess it's going to keep going. 3,000 pencils, 600 boxes of crayons, 600 folders, 1,200 notebooks, 1,200 stickers, and a partridge in a pear tree. They made the joke that I wouldn't have, where I just would have then take a big breath. Also, after listing all those things, they give you extra points if you get them in order. So purchased with the money donated by you, is what they said here. Counted, boxed, stacked, and packed into thanks to amazing volunteers. Here we come. Distribution day. 600 kiddos will be so happy and loved. That is, that's great. Part of me, I'm such a weirdo, Noah. There's part of me that wants to like sit down with the person that wrote this and be like, you didn't, I don't know if you needed to fill words, but we don't need to list every single thing that they bought. It's
might be a Greenlee situation.
Yeah, the sentiment is there, friends. So much was raised for kids, and that's all that matters. There's no doubt. Katie's family must feel when witnessing and taking part in her response to the realization that there are kids in need. She truly has an incredible heart to go to such great lengths to help her community. There's no telling what she will accomplish as she continues to grow and become even more resourceful. I mean, that's just a great story. I love hearing that. And I love that she's still doing it and making pies. I might try to look into this and figure out if there's a way that I can get my hands on a pie. It would feel worth it. It's too bad that in this thing, they don't say where Katie is or where this is happening. But you know enough about it to Google it. I'm sure I will. There's another story I want to let you guys know about. A stolen teddy bear with dying mother's voice was returned to the daughter after Ryan Reynolds and others offered a reward. A Vancouver woman has been reunited with a teddy bear that has a special significance for her. Mara Soriano's mother, Marilyn Soriano, died on June 29th, 2019 after battling cancer. Mara Soriano said her mom gifted her the bear, which includes a voice-recorded message shortly before her passing. During a hectic move last week, the bear was stolen from outside the U-Haul that Soriano and her fiancé rented to transport their belongings. It was packaged in a bag with other valuables. On Saturday, after CNN's news partner CBC reported a story about the missing bear, the search for Soriano's bear quickly spread across social media and caught the attention of actor Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds offered a reward of $5,000 for the return of the bear. Other celebrities, including Dan Levy and Zach Braff, tweeted their sentiments in hopes of reuniting Soriano with the bear. After Reynolds' offer, Soriano told CNN on Thursday that Canadian TV and radio personality George Strombolopoulos, I don't know, friends, so I'm sorry, and Kraft Peanut Butter each pitched in $5,000, making the total reward offer $15,000. In a tweet Wednesday, Soriano said the bear had been returned to her by two good Samaritans without a scratch on her and the voice box intact. The only thing missing was the bear's glasses, a replica of the ones her mother wore. It means just everything to me, honestly, Soriano said. There was a part of me that thought I'd never see it again for sure. It's a big city. There were so many places she could have been. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Now that I've got her, the bear, I just feel a little bit more hopeful and a little bit more bright, she said. Every time I look at that bear now, it's just a reminder that my mom really is with me always, that she always comes back to me. In happier news, thank you to everyone who searched high and low, Reynolds tweeted Wednesday. To the person who took the bear, thanks for keeping it safe. Vancouver is awesome. I mean, I love the end of this story, and I don't want to poke any holes in it, my friend. Someone still stole this. Like, and those good Samaritans, I mean, how good were they? They knew where the bear was. And I totally am down with no questions asked. All's well that ends well. The other thing I'd say, I don't know how many times you've moved in your life, Noah. Somebody has to stay with the truck.
Yeah, always.
And I'm not victim blaming because we shouldn't have to stay with the truck. But people... So that this doesn't happen to you, and maybe you don't get your bear back, keep someone with the truck. You're going to have to ask one friend to say you don't have to move anything. You just got to stay with the truck. That friend's easier to find than the ones you need help moving stuff. But just, or even if you have movers, have someone you trust still stay with the truck. Because there are people who drive around looking for moving trucks parked outside of places, and then they'll just wait for two people to be inside. And you don't have to be inside for long. You could literally just be taking a light load of pillows in while the other person is already inside too, sorting out the mops. I don't know how many mops you do or don't have. I'm just saying. But I'm so glad that this ended well. All right, Noah, do you have something positive from your week that you can share?
Yeah, I went on a little socially distanced hang out with a friend of mine who's moving out of town soon, but it was nice to kind of say goodbye to him and also just get outside and go to the park. And there's a park within walking distance from me. LA has some beautiful parks, but mm-hmm. they're not always easy to find or close by.
Sure.
To wherever you might live in the city. But it was nice to just kind of, it's like I kind of forgot this park was here. And it was nice to just go and sit outside. And there were a good amount of people there, but people were pretty good about kind of keeping their distance and being safe. And yeah. it was just nice to get some fresh air and remind myself, oh yeah, there's this park here. I could go here for walks all the time if I want.
That's awesome. That's great, yeah. man. I love that. Looked like it was good on multiple levels for you.
Mm-hmm.
My positive story this week is still getting to celebrate things. Yesterday was Rory Scovel's birthday, and I got to give him a couple of gifts and celebrate his life and its presence in my life. There's always something a little bit selfish, I think, if you're celebrating someone, because it can also be about what they mean to you. And then my birthday was on Wednesday, and I've been able to socially distance, see some people this week and celebrate it as well. And I appreciate everyone who's sent me birthday wishes. All of that stuff matters, and it feels nice. And especially during times like this, to be able to make the most that you can. Obviously, if you listen to Pen Pals, you're well-versed in the fact that Rory and I had big plans for this birthday that we were going to spend together, seeing that we were literally born a day apart. But it wasn't to be, and that's okay. You know why? Because just like Matthew LeBlanc taught us in that Heinz commercial from the 80s, good things come to those who wait. So I'll wait for a great time. I'll wait so long and so hard for a great time. And I've been able to have some really, really, really good times today. Maybe even some of them felt a little great, but it was nice to still be able to do that. So thanks to everybody, and I'm glad I got to celebrate. All right, yeah, I have a riddle for you, Noah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. You see a boat filled with people. You look again, but this time you don't see a single person on the boat. Why? Let me read it again.
Yeah.
You see a boat filled with people. You look again, but this time you don't see a single person on the boat. Why? I will give you a hint. The boat has not sunk.
Okay.
Do you think you know?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about
it. You got till tomorrow. Till whenever, but we'll see if you have an answer tomorrow when we do the weekend edition, and I'll tell everybody who's a Patreon member what the answer is. Otherwise, we'll do it on Monday. I'll read it one more time. You see a boat filled with people. You look again, but this time you don't see a single person on the boat. Why? Tonight's episode of The Good Night Show was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon with production assistance from Melissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. Check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There we've got the weekend edition. We have exclusive episodes. We have a supercut of all of the shows you've heard this week. Plus, we have access to the Hindsight podcast. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. And the Goodnight Show is not part of any network, which means all proceeds go directly to the costs and people that keep this show on the air. Your support really does matter. You can also support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes, and especially telling everyone you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.